Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Morning, everybody. How's it going?
Steiny.
Steiny and Guru with you on a Monday morning. Big
How
sports day. I feel okay. I feel okay. I'm getting ready for a couple games tonight.
All the way back from your illness? A little sketchy?
Yeah. I think something's going around.
All right, I got
you. I'm fine.
Well, you may have a bug, but you got another one. I'm going to bug you today.
Why?
I'm just playing. I'm headed to the game tonight, 49er football, so I'm excited.
You got to be on cloud nine with your Cowboys, huh?
And no, not just
what
that.
What do you mean no?
I beat Spadoni. I scored 61 measly points in our fantasy league. He scored 60. Stafford came through for me. Playoffs still alive. Stafford's on cloud nine.
Yeah.
That game was pretty cool coming back from 21-0.
Yeah, I watched it as I was dozing off in the afternoon. And wasn't a great day for the Niners yesterday. Like, everybody won.
But all they got to do is handle. You're right, but you're in the slot. Just handle your business.
Well, if they don't get it done tonight, then they do risk kind of falling out of this thing a little bit, but
and if
Carolina Panthers in town tonight and 49ers can go to 8-4 though with a win.
And how about this, Donnie? We got to talk about Ice Cube Friday. The Warrior just, I went to that game, good Lord. And then Ayuk's comments, good Lord. But if Carolina wins the game tonight, Donnie, they go, forget wild card, they'll lead their division. So from an incentive standpoint, this is a mega game for them.
Yeah, we got the Carolina Panthers at Levi's tonight, and that's a 5:15 start. And fittingly, coming up in 15 minutes,
Joe.
We got Joe Buck. Joe Buck's going to join us. He's going to be on the call tonight with Troy Aikman, ESPN, Monday Night Football.
Have you talked to him before? I never have.
I don't think I have,
yeah, I'm
to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But we'll have Joe Buck on the other side of the break at 10:20 to get us started. And the situation with Brandon Ayuk is just... It's pretty unbelievable. I don't know what to make of it, other than I don't think he wants to be here.
Well, I'll tell you this. Back, 14, 15 months ago, I was Team Ayuk. I wanted him to get the bread. He actually got more from the team than I wanted. Then we find out Kyle Shanahan and John, or, you know, they thought they were going to trade him, and the old Kyle running upstairs or snatching the plug out the fax machine to stop the trade. But Stani, what could Brandon Ayuk be thinking to walk away from this money and then also to put your John Hancock on a contract after you tore your ACL, MCL, meniscus, you get the bag, you don't get a chance to live up to the bag. I just want to ask Brandon, Stani, who are you mad at? And now, this people won't like this in Niners-ville, the biggest flex for the Niners is they are in a playoff position without one down from you. But, man, why would you want to be a distraction the way that I feel that he is? And he's not going to have any bearing on the game tonight. Stani, there's a video floating around. I don't know if you saw it. He's shopping for ice, jewelry, in the jewelry stores, buying chains. Brandon Ayuk,
okay,
spending bread. But you're about to walk away from 25 next year, 26 M's. What are you thinking about?
He's probably thinking about not wanting to be a 49er. I mean, that seems obvious. I don't know exactly why.
Then why sign the contract, partner?
Because he wanted the money.
But now you're walking away from it.
Yeah, but I'm sure he got a ton of it in the last year.
Right.
I'm sure he got 20, 30 million in the last year.
Well, he was in the mall spending some of it. I ain't hating.
But this is Kyle Shanahan addressed this situation on Saturday, and we're going to listen to some of it today. But this is this is basically what's going on with Brandon Ayuk.
I don't think that really matters. I think everyone might have a different opinion of that. I've known with the contract stuff that happened back in July. I knew it was going to be a while for him to come back. I was hoping to get him back around this time. And we've kind of been going about that, like coaching the team. I don't really deal much with injured players. I was told a few weeks ago he was getting closer. And we haven't made progress in that way so far. So from my standpoint, I'm just waiting for him to get back to practice.
All right, so if I understand this correctly, the 49ers back in July voided the 2026 guaranteed money.
That was $24.9 million he was due.
But they still want him to come back and play this year, which to me is obviously what makes this a really strange situation. And Brandon Ayuk, according to the original story from Mike Silver and Diana Russini, doesn't want the players' union to grieve the situation. They don't want to address it. He's like, just let it go. I'll be a free agent at the end of the year, and I can move on. But what a crazy change of events, Goo.
I don't want to speak for Kyle, and I know he's got a playoff position to coach for his team. And you got young Ricky Pearsall when he's healthy, and you talk about Brandon Ayuk, and we have all year about when that day does come, if it does come, Stani in a Niner uniform, but he was your number one receiver. I'll just throw this to you. I'm shocked. I feel like he played the Niners, but he's playing himself more. And if you're the Niners, with everything that went down with what I just shared with you, that Kyle, or the stories that came out for all the reporters from The Athletic, that, you know, Kyle put a stop to the possible trade, do you feel stabbed in the back some, Stani? Because now they got to go replace or replenish what he was supposed to be.
I mean, I don't think they were really, I mean, this is one of those things where can you miss what you never had?
Man.
I mean, he played what, 4 or 5 weeks last year? He hasn't played at all this year. A lot of people were already starting to speculate that he may not be able to get healthy this year to get back. So, I don't think anybody was feeling like, I don't think anybody was feeling like Ayuk was coming back in the near future and going to be able to help this team immediately. It seemed like everybody had already been writing him off for the season.
Yeah.
So
and that was
I
understandable with, you know, like I said, a torn ACL, MCL, and meniscus. Stani, I understand. I love to gamble. Betting on yourself, but how, just from a Brandon Ayuk stand, how attractive are you going to be to somebody to where you can just say night-night to 26.9 million, 24.9 M's, and the rest of that bad boy? Like, what is it about this that you don't want to be here?
I mean, I'm sure it has a lot to do with touches. I'm sure it has a lot to do with perceived respect. I'm sure it had to do with drafting Pearsall to some degree, maybe.
Man.
I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of different reasons for, you know, why it happened. Tell you what, let's take Doug in Berkeley right off the bat here because we got a guest on the other side and he wants to jump in on Ayuk. What's up, Doug? How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
All right.
So I have three thoughts on this. Number one, we don't really know what's going on inside. You know, we're only speculating. So there's that. Number two, management is feeling like we paid this guy a lot of money. He's not that serious about it. We're not getting our money's worth. We're looking for a reason to, you know, kind of jettison the contract. And number three, and this is not just about Brandon Ayuk, it's about some athletes in all sports. I've been following sports for like decades. Some athletes honor the game, live up to their contracts, and some athletes get the bag, and then they're not quite as serious. And that's just the way it is. And so those three things to me, maybe one of them's more important than the other. I'm not singling out Brandon Ayuk, but you see it. You see it. And so that's what I think is going on here. And number one, we don't really know. So I'd be interested in your guys' thoughts.
Yeah,
thanks.
Appreciate the call, Doug. There's a lot of this that we don't know.
But we know the Niners, Steiny. This is like getting married, and what happens when you break it off right away in annulment? You know, it's right away. Like, what happened in between him signing that contract and him getting healthy and healing to come back and be what they paid him to be? What did the Niners miss, or what pissed Brandon Ayuk off?
I don't know.
And what does that do to your receiver core moving forward if he doesn't sign it? Because I'm reading the tea leaves, like this could be salvaged. And you kind of mentioned in the green room maybe for this year, but is there still, I'm going Jim Carrey, is there still a chance that somehow they could get past this? Or this is just a
bad look? I don't know how they get past it, because next year's contract, is the guaranteed money has been voided. Wow. So it's like, it feels like he's not going to be on the team next year under any circumstances. And it almost feels like the 49ers are saying, well, okay, we'll see if we get him back this year at least. But
man,
I can't understand why he would play this year if he's not going to be on the team next year.
And not even showing up, it sounds like.
All right, Joe Buck coming up on the other side. He's got the call tonight on Monday Night Football on ESPN. That segment was sponsored by Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Savor the season at the Inn at the Tides Winemaker Dinner Series. Join them Friday, December 5th with Ferrari Carano. Exceptional wines, gourmet cuisine, and coastal charm await. Reserve your table today at innatthetides.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Good weekend for you, Goo.
Yeah, everything went well, man. Fantasy, the bets, and everything but the Warriors. Yeah, Friday was a downer.
Friday. Oh, Portland.
Yeah.
They got beat against Portland.
Yeah, they did.
It was a game back.
Yeah,
you know what they say, though, Goo? And Rick Adelman taught me this way back in the day. Yeah, not a RJ's son. Rick Adelman said, you know, when you go on a road trip like the Warriors and they play six games on the road, you know, that first game back, yeah, it's actually like a road game.
Right,
so, it's like a seven game trip.
So now we got the first game back.
Exactly.
We're kicking that can down the road.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. 49ers and Warriors right now. About what?
This game tonight. Because it's got so many implications. Obviously, for the Niners, that's what we care about here in the Bay. They need to keep up. But also just the fact that Carolina, Steiny, has two ways in. But, man, if somehow you pull off an upset and win this game, you would be leading your division. Yeah. Niners, yeah, you got to have it. So I'll be in the house, and I'm excited. Carter, too.
This is Kyle Shanahan. The big story over the weekend, obviously, is Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers, apparently back in July, have voided his guaranteed money for next year.
Mm.
And it's a crazy story, but it looks like, you know, these two parties are getting ready to part ways, essentially. And I don't know if it's going to happen this year or in the off season, but the San Francisco 49ers and Brandon Ayuk, obviously,
Yeah.
Headed toward a split. All right, let's get into it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Let's welcome in Joe Buck,
Joe.
Lead NFL play-by-play announcer for Monday Night Football on ESPN. He's also a Hall of Famer, and he'll be on the call tonight. 5:15, Panthers at Niners. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. How are we today?
We're dynamite. I'm gonna throw it to you this way. You know, like, can I assume when you go into a game like this, you got some storylines you want to talk about, whether it's, you know, Purdy's second game back or Bryce Young's terrific game last week. But where does the Brandon Ayuk story from the weekend play into tonight's broadcast?
Yeah, it gets tricky. You know, it's a good question because I think anytime you do a game, you're kind of going play by play by play, and then there's kind of the next level of storylines, and that's definitely one of them. I mean, he signed that contract for a reason. He was an All-Pro a couple of seasons ago. Then he gets hurt last October, and now you've got all these reports that are coming out. You guys probably have dissected him to a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Far greater degree than I have. But then I read the one today where he's, you know, close to getting cleared to come back to practice. Yet he didn't fight the 49ers withholding and canceling a $25 million bonus. I mean, a lot of it just doesn't make a ton of sense to me. So I guess to answer your question, it's a storyline, and it's there if we get there, because obviously his presence would mean a lot to Purdy and the 49ers and Shanahan and the rest. But I don't know how deep into the weeds you want to get into somebody's contract situation. Or, I mean, the bottom line is he's not here.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been here since last October. And it doesn't look like, at least in my opinion, that this thing is going to get resolved where he continues on with San Francisco. I'd like to see it. It'd be great because they need him, and he's been a hell of a player for them. But I think the writing is on the wall that this thing is disintegrating as we go forward.
No doubt, Joe. Always a pleasure. And I wanted to ask you, because I was telling my partner, it's kind of miraculous that the Niners right now, if the season ended today, would be in the playoffs with all the injuries. Great job by Kyle Shanahan. But I want to ask the great Joe Buck, do you view them as a legit contender?
Yeah, I do. You know, obviously everybody's now looking at the Rams with what they did last night and the kind of run they've been on, winning six in a row, and they've got nine wins, and Stafford's on a roll he's never been on. I mean, few quarterbacks have been on it. I think he's gone 25 touchdowns, no interceptions over the last eight games, somewhere in there, which is just incredible. So you got to get over them or get through them. But Kyle knows how to play them, and as you know, the 49ers have split with him this year. I think they are because of the coaching. I think Saleh, when we talked to Kittle, George said that he was the best free agent signing they had in the offseason, bringing him back. I think with this defense, which he told us he calls the baby Niners because of all the injuries and the way they've had to fill in, is playing about as well as they can play, considering who they don't have. And I think coaching makes a difference, and I think they're really well set up between Kyle and Saleh. And, you know, they've got a quarterback that's been to a Super Bowl. They've got McCaffrey. They've got to keep him healthy, obviously. And, yeah, they're a contender as much as any. This has been the weirdest year that I can remember across the NFL. I assume, I haven't looked at any numbers, I assume Vegas is just killing it because you just can't get a read on who the best teams are. And the minute you get high on one team, they fall apart. And so I think they are a contender in a weird year across the league for whatever reason.
Hey, Joe, just to piggyback on that, do you think that's a – I was going to ask you that. Do you think that's a good thing for the NFL that it seems like it's wide open and there is no clear-cut, you know, best team per se?
I think so. I mean, I know that we go into a game – take tonight's game. I mean, would you bet your house on either side with the way this season has gone and the way these two teams – you know, have kind of ridden through this 2025 season? I would say no. I don't think anybody, even though 49ers are, what, a seven-point favorite, I don't think you would go into this game going, oh, my God, this is just a walkover for the 49ers. I mean, 7 points is a lot. And I just, I don't see it that way. So I think it's a good thing for the league. I mean, I think you look at Major League Baseball and right now, you've got the same teams that seem to be in it year after year, and back-to-back wins for the Dodgers, and they're just outspending everybody. They get credit for deals they've made in the season for developing players and being able to trade those players to get pieces to help. So they get credit for that, but it's pretty much the same group in the postseason, you feel like, and I think it's a good thing that the NFL didn't like that.
Joe Buck joining us on 95.7, the game, lead NFL play-by-play announcer for Monday Night Football on ESPN. You'll get to hear him on the call tonight, 5:15, ESPN, Carolina against the San Francisco 49ers. Joe, I'm interested to hear your take on Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. Mac Jones went 5-3 in the eight games he started. But from somebody who's kind of watching this situation from afar, did it seem like anything more to you than just a backup playing until the starter comes back, and then the starter comes back and everything's fine? Because there was some doubt there for a while, or some questions about, you know, whether Mac Jones might be the guy here.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, what's better than a quarterback controversy for you guys, for anybody? But I just get the sense, you know, the offense is different, I think, with Mac compared to Brock. You know, Mac, the ball's coming out. Brock is a guy that likes to try to extend plays. And, you know, sometimes that gets him into trouble. Sometimes it's dynamic and he takes the team to a Super Bowl. So I think the other part of the story, if you want to take it that way, is, you know, Kyle has developed another guy. And I know that Mac spent a year in Jacksonville, but I think he's learning here. He's maybe doing and showing what the Patriots hoped he would when they drafted him 15th overall when he came out of college. And then, you know, Belichick, for some reason, you know, had let's say, interesting choices to run the offense when Mac Jones was there. And I think coaching makes, like I said 3 minutes ago, coaching makes a big difference. And I think he's in great hands here. And so good for him. But I think this is Brock Purdy's team. And I think George Kittle basically sent that message, I think, after last week, just talking about kind of the intangibles and that presence in the huddle, and he's got swagger, and he owns this offense, Brock. Brock is very smart, as you guys know, and I think that this offense runs best when he's at the controls and healthy, and he's not going to feel totally 100% until next season with the toe. But I think that, you know, he is the better of the two right now for the San Francisco 49ers, and I don't think getting a chance to talk to Kyle that there's any doubt about that inside that building. I think it's good for all of us to talk about, and good for them. I mean, how many teams' seasons have fallen apart when a backup has to come in? They have two guys that can play. They've got Mac for another year, as you know, with a two-year deal. And either he sticks around here for another season and they back themselves up for Brock, or they deal him in the offseason and I would say get a pretty decent return because there are a lot of teams around the league looking for somebody that talented. So to me, it's the best of all worlds for the 49ers, and I don't get a sense that there's any controversy at all.
Joe, it's kind of funny. These two teams are playing, and it's been about three years since the trade where McCaffrey became a 49er. And I wanted to get your perspective. When you watch him run and just play and catch the ball out the backfield, C-Mac, does he look like the same guy from a few years ago to you?
Yeah, he does. I mean, you think about his workload, it's off the charts right now. Everything's run through him for the 49ers. His last touchdown for Carolina was against the 49ers, so it has been 3 years. I think he was traded 10 days later. He thought he was going to the Rams. He ends up coming back to this great area of the country, and so now, you know, he's
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet 365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
the man. And I, you know, he played four games last year, and it showed. I think if there's anything that, that led to the kind of season that they had last year, it was not having Christian McCaffrey. So does he look the same? Yeah, he looks just as strong. Kittle talked about a block he made on Calais Campbell that that set up a play in last week's win. He does everything. He's a great teammate. He's a great guy. He's a good face for this organization, and I think he's just he's perfectly handled by the head coach and offensive creator in Kyle Shanahan. As you can tell, I'm a big Kyle fan, and I just can't think of anybody who's in better hands. Juszczyk, I think, is another guy that, that may not get the national credit that he deserves, and I know he was cut and then re-signed to a two-year deal. But they're doing a lot of great things with him, and his play continues to be at an extremely high level and I think is integral to what they do offensively. So they've got some aging stars, but guys that they look like they haven't had any drop-off at all with their performance.
Let me ask you about the quarterback on the other side, because, Joe, I'm no quarterback guru, but I was like, oh, Bryce Young, oh, I don't think he has it. I mean, they get a win tonight, not only keep their playoff hopes alive, but they'd be at top of their division. How much has he improved to you,
Bryce Young? It's getting better, a lot better. You know, it's I think these guys are really challenged, and it's to his credit that, you know, he's 5'10", listed at 5'10". He's got a massive offensive line that's had rotating pieces in front of him. He's got receivers that are huge. Everybody's six. Their top receivers are all 6'3" and up. But he, you know, getting a chance to finally talk to him, which we did this week, you see it. You see kind of the sparkle in the eye, and you see the way I think he can be a leader on this team. I think he's in really good hands with Dave Canales, who kind of helped resurrect Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay. Dowdle's been huge. So when you've got a run game, they're pretty deep at tight end. You've got good young top receivers. There's a lot around him to help him succeed. And, you know, you see the leadership part of it. He can't help his height. And I thought it was interesting because Canales has always worked with kind of quarterbacks that are on the shorter side of the midpoint with quarterbacks. I mean, most of them are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". Some are 6'6", in the league. And his have always been kind of smaller statured guys. And he kind of chuckled at it. And he said, you know what I've learned over time is that you have to be, as a teacher, lax on a lot of the mechanics. Because sometimes you can say, oh, this guy's got antsy feet. And really, it's him shuffling or sliding to get a view downfield around his big offensive lineman to find somebody that's open. So it's something we'll be looking at tonight. He's also playing on a bad right ankle, who they've said it hasn't held him back at all this week in practice, but it bothered him last week. But he put up a career-defining day. So I don't know. I think he's got the pieces around him. I think that's the bigger story. And maybe we're seeing just how good he can be, with all the pressure being the number one overall pick in 2023.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it.
Have a great call tonight. We'll all be watching.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Yes, sir. That's Joe Buck, ladies and gentlemen, lead NFL play-by-play announcer for Monday Night Football on ESPN. And he'll be on the call tonight, 5:15.
Yeah, and he sounds like he is in, and he's not the only one, studying Brock Purdy's corner. For what he's done and what he's tasked to do to see if the Niners can somehow get in the playoffs, man. But there is no clear-cut favorite. I don't know if you have one right now. It kind of fluctuates.
Is it in like the AFC Rams or NFC?
Just all the whole league. Because I don't see anybody in the AFC that has. The Rams are the closest thing. And they, like you said, the Eagles lost yesterday, blew a game. But they're the Super Bowl champs. But I guess, Donnie, what I'm saying to you is anybody can be beat. And you know, to Joe Buck's point, it sounds like he said that's a good thing for the league. Like, Niners favored by 7.
Yeah, I think the Rams right now, the best team in the NFC, maybe in football. AFC, good question.
You believe in New England? I mean, good story. It's Kansas City, thank God they won for you to be willing to dibs in our bit.
I think, I don't know. Kansas City, oh, they got your Cowboys on Thursday,
Yeah, Thursday,
don't they?
Yeah, going to be a good game.
You hope.
Well,
where is the game?
You know, Dallas.
They That's always like, play in Thanksgiving
yeah,
on Dallas.
Always at home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you got Green Bay, Detroit, Thursday.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow makes his return in the evening. But I'm excited, Stoney. I just want to know, if I said to you right now, I saw Shasky's video Friday of the Ayuk situation. Do you think this is somehow a distraction, or hell no, it can't register as a distraction because he wasn't playing?
This is one of those things to me where it looks like back in July, so July, August, September, October. So 4 months ago is when the stuff really came down with Ayuk and them voiding next year's guaranteed money. So
we didn't know.
Right. So they've been dealing with it for 4 months, and everybody in the building, I'm sure, has been dealing with it and knows what's going on. You know, what I find interesting is they seem to think he might come back this year.
But why? I'm asking you, Cody. I'm sorry. Like, that's to me, if I'm Ayuk and there's so much bad blood, Stoney, why would I come back to help an entity that I want to leave and they know I want to leave?
Just
how I'm looking at it.
It's a great question. Here's more Shanahan from Saturday.
What happened in July, to me, in my opinion, doesn't have anything to do with the future. That had to do with circumstances that, to me, were out of a coach's hand. You know, the best way I can explain it, when it comes to business matters and lawyers and contracts and things like that, when it comes to the future of this, I mean, I would love for BA to be here. I would love for him to get healthy and get back to really helping us out and being a part of this team. We haven't had that in a little bit, and I still hold out hope that he can get there, but he obviously hasn't gotten there yet.
All right. This is a strange situation.
And the practice window, remember, I'm just thinking of Lynch now when people are asking him every time they got a microphone, hey, has the practice window been open? And he's been holding on to, this son of a gun don't even want to be here. But I guess, Donnie, if I was Ayuk, I would be just taking my time. If that, like, I'm not helping you.
This is more back and forth, Shanahan and the media.
Why his guarantee was voided?
No, I can't.
Sorry, maybe it's the same question I couldn't hear, but you want to get the specifics. So what happened in July to cause that voiding?
I'm not going to get into specifics of that. There was a number of things from July that, to me, is more of a business side, dealing with lawyers and stuff and contracts and stuff that is really not my area of expertise.
What's going on here? Anybody know? Going on here
to make a man want to run away for some bread? Like, you ain't getting that bread on the open market, Ayuk.
But maybe he'll get peace of mind, which you can't really put a price on.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to just interview him, Stoney, right now.
Who?
If you said Ayuk, and I had one question: what did they do to you? They gave you the fortune. You got hurt. Why are you so mad? And who you mad at? Is it a bad look from the Niners if they can't resolve this? You can get the bread back and all that, or recoup, but do you think it's a bad look that, you know, you almost traded the guy and then he almost pulled the rug out from underneath you? That's how I'm looking at this.
I mean, if they could somehow get out of this contract and not have to pay a significant penalty for it, and I'm talking about, you know, all the dead cap money and how much they'll get back and then how much they can use toward another player. I mean, he may have done him a favor.
Damn.
But it sounds to me like there's still got to be a lot of discussion about moving forward on this. And I don't think any of us know how it's going to affect the salary cap, you know, over the next couple of years until they figure out what the situation is.
Well, and if I'm Ricky Pearsall, you know, not that this matters or he's going to put added pressure on himself, Stoney, but if this goes the course that it looks like and he's done, then he is truly your number one receiver. And we talked about maybe this year. I don't think he's coming back. But, you know, after all this, I could be wrong. But we talked about, and it starts tonight, the Niners' offense helping their defense out and kind of taking it up a notch. And it did sound good when you could throw Ayuk in there, you know, predicated on if you get the best Ayuk and – you know, he looks like his old self. But, Stoney, right now, what does this do to the Niners' receiving core going forward if you don't have IU?
I got to tell you, he's been gone so long.
That
I think there are a lot of people that, you know, they certainly aren't expecting anything out of him this year. Yeah, this is going to be a question from the YouTube chat that can't really be answered. And in fact, estimated eyes, Guru and I have talked about this already off the air. Guru, please explain to me why the Cowboys just didn't kick that field goal before the end of regulation for the win.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
You text me and I was hot as some fish grease. But it all... Like, why wouldn't you take it? And your defense is playing good, partner.
I don't know.
And you were down three scores.
I don't know.
You know what, Stan? I'm done with analytics. The nerds are ruining the sport because that had to have something to do with it.
Well, here's the other part. And I wish I had all the specifics. But let's not forget that when the Cowboys had their last drive, right?
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni calls a timeout. Cowboys have no timeouts, and they have a 64-yard field goal. And Sirianni's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's start calling timeouts.
That was bad.
And we may get the ball back with 4 seconds left.
Oh, that was bad.
And then, of course, they throw the pass that got them to, what, about 25, 30 yards.
NFL Network had some Philly radio callers. I think it was WIP. I forget the station, but they brought that up.
I don't know why he called the timeout.
Why would that SOB call that timeout? I guess not to take it home with them, Snotty, but that was, I thought, bad.
Yeah, and then,
I mean,
they don't call a timeout there, and
you helped them
they may have to force, what's his name, Aubrey?
Yeah.
Into a 60-yard field goal.
Who would miss one earlier.
So.
Yeah, Steve.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, help us out. What do you make of what's going on with Brandon Ayuk? Mm. I mean, Guru has asked me about five times today, Sidney, what do you think happened or why? I don't know. He doesn't want to be here, but...
It doesn't sound smart on his part, right? You wrecked a Ferrari and you want to apply for the Daytona? I don't get... That was bad. I don't get it.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. This Wednesday, your chance to win great prizes every single hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's in 2 days. This Wednesday, Warrior tickets, AC/DC tickets. Warriors bobbleheads. A lot more. We're going to be giving away a ton of stuff on Wednesday of this week. Every hour starting at 6 a.m. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game. And that segment was brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.